Welcome to another episode of the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo, what up?
All right.
Sorry, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, go ahead.
So this will be Josh's final episode on the podcast.
What do you mean my final fucking episode?
All right, so we're here to discuss the rest of season one of Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay.
And why Josh hates it.
I mean, I guess that's partially what it's going to be.
Very partially.
I mean, well, you're going to talk about why you like it, right?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to care about why I like it.
What do you mean? Everybody fucking loves that stupid fucking show.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone's going to listen to this, if anyone's still listening, they're going to want to know why you hate this.
All right, I guess. Well, before we get into that, though, I just have to say, if you want to listen to other things that we do, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. If you want to follow us on Instagram and TikTok, at GameRageMagazine, at GameRageMag on Twitter/X. Also, this show, the Anime Syndicate, if you're an agent and you want to join the syndicate, you can follow on Instagram at anime_syndicate_podcast. And Frank runs that. So anyways, all right, sorry, go ahead.
You need to kick it off.
Oh, I need to kick it off. All right. I just want to start off by saying I have watched 24 episodes of this show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to say I've watched them. I watched them all the way through. I watched them very diligently, I thought. And this show just isn't fucking grabbing me. I don't know what it is. I think it's the presentation, potentially. I think it's the way it's kind of like laid out. I also think that I just hate shonen now. I think that's really what this show has made me realize. Now, the next thing that popped up after I finished the season was obviously the movie. Okay, it's like a 90-minute-ish movie. So I will say, we started this, so now I've got to finish the whole thing. I got to fucking watch the next fucking season. If anything, maybe it gets better. I don't know. I think, wasn't Brent saying on the BFN show that we did that season two is really where it gets fucking crazy?
It already gets good, but season two is where it's
good. How is it good? Tell me. Maybe I'm just dumb and I missed the, maybe it was, is it something that's inferred? Is it like, what?
Fucking amazing fight scenes.
They're okay. I mean, they're not fucking mind-blowing. It's not the coolest fight scenes I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it's not.
Name any better ones.
Anything from Gurren Lagann.
There was no fight scenes in there.
The mechs fighting each other, better.
That's just, you can't compare mechs to fucking humans.
Yes, you can. You just said name fight scenes. You didn't say name a human fight scene that is. Listen. I don't know, and maybe this is where the shonen thing comes in. Yeah, I like Naruto, but I haven't watched. Shut up! I haven't watched more than two. I haven't watched fucking Naruto in what? How long ago did it end?
You stopped watching way before that.
Yeah, but I did watch stuff, and I obviously watched the ending. I was watching all the movies, but when did it end? Like.
The anime, 7-8
years ago, the anime.
The anime like 2 years after the manga, so.
I don't know how long ago was that then.
I don't remember.
Well, anyway, I wasn't watching it, yes, as diligently as I used to, because I kind of feel like I don't like the shonen presentation. Because then I was looking, at other, like, what's considered a shonen anime,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't remember them all off the top of my head, but
it's an age group.
Yeah, right. It's like an age group. But I'm just saying, like, what other shows are they considered? Like, what's considered that in the modern nowadays, or not even nowadays, but like what's
the big three, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the thing. This is what I think I've come to realize. I've come to realize that I think, obviously, I like Dragon Ball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, also, name a fight scene. Any fight scene from Dragon Ball
You mean where they both just stand at each other and just throw a million punches and no animation?
That's better than this fucking garbage with Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know why everybody loves this shit.
Maybe because it's actual choreographed fights. It's actual people. Two people are actually fighting in recording this. It's legitimately a fight scene as opposed to Dragon Ball Z, where it's literally just two guys just standing. It's the anime version of this.
That's not Frank's doing the thing where you put your hands out.
This and
you
is like a slap fight.
Yeah, that is not. I can't believe you fucking said that.
It did. It took them what? That was the majority of Dragon Ball Z because they couldn't. Because even Toriyama, and I don't think it was Toriyama, somebody even said it best, is that he fucked up by making them faster than the speed of light. Because it's hard to animate that and give it a corresponding fight. He was able to do it in Super. And then they fucked it up with the auras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Dragon Ball Z is entertaining. Yes, I'm never not going to say that. But its fight scenes aren't. They're droll. Don't get me wrong. There's ones that break that fucking mold, like the Broly fight.
Mm-hmm.
But in this one, at least you can actually follow the fight. You can actually see what's going on. For lack of a better term, Dragon Ball likes to do that thing where they just stand there and like, they just show a million punches happening at once.
Yeah.
They're so fast. All you see is just like the, like, you don't even see their fucking hands because it's going too fast because it's lazy because you're trying to avoid drawing that shit, which makes sense because they had to pump the Dragon Ball animes out like crazy.
And they also had to hand draw it. You couldn't just put a suit on and fucking have some asshole fight each other.
It still has to be animated.
Yeah, but they're using the data of the movement to fucking make the movements. You just put sequence
on. They didn't mocap it. I didn't say that.
Okay, so then that's what I took it as.
No, they literally had people fight and then they animated over it. Not over it. They animated it so it looks more real.
Okay, so either way, it's still fucking, the computer's doing it. It's still two assholes fighting. You're not drawing it from scratch.
It's animated. It's not 3D animated or CGI'd. It's literally somebody sitting there on a board drawing it.
Yeah, so you had two guys fight.
So?
So what? You have fight scenes all the time where they do that shit.
Yeah, but I was saying, there's effort being put into it.
So you're saying there's no effort being put into Dragon Ball?
Not when they're doing that fucking a million punches at once shit.
But that's what they do. They're super fast.
That's the point. It's fucking, but that's the problem. It's lazy. Because what Dragon Ball does show the fight choreography, it's fucking great. And it used to be where it's like, oh, them throwing a million punches was more of an establishing shot. And now it slowly became more of the, okay, let's do the majority of the fight like this, or break it up every so often so we have actual punches. But the majority is just them doing that, so it looks like they're fighting.
Okay, so what about the most recent movies? You don't like those? Dragon Ball movies?
I literally just said that they changed that in Super. I literally said that like 5 minutes ago. And to be fair, Akira Toriyama is not a part of that anymore.
Okay, well, to be fair,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't matter. As unfortunate as it is.
No, I meant like even when he was alive, he was only working on the manga.
Yeah. Well, either way, I mean, listen, I haven't watched Dragon Ball Super proper, like the show. So maybe I'll hate that. But I mean, the movies, maybe I just need shonen in like fucking small spurts of like 90 minute movies. Maybe that's how I can tolerate it.
Mm-hmm.
But the episode to episode, like the pacing of it is so fucking ass, man. I hate that. I hate the pacing of it. It's like, oh, we're going from this, oh, we're gonna do this, oh, we're gonna get a little backstory here, we all get a little bit of this over here. It's fucking unrealistic, I guess. I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man. I hate it. I hate it. It sucks.
Mm.
I don't like it. Yes, there's a couple things redeeming good about it. Yes, a couple of the fight scenes had some cool little fucking things, right? But What did I say about the panda versus the robot? I thought that was fucking weak. It's like, oh yes, put the
non-humans.
Like, yeah, put the subhumans to fight each other, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's fucking lazy. The robot and the panda fight each other. You know what would have been cooler? To see the guy that liked Jennifer Lawrence's butthole fight the panda. That would have been cool.
That would have been like a 2-second fight.
But either way, it still would have been better than the robot fight. Like, did let the no, fucking...
Fuck, what's his name?
Also, why is that guy so obsessed with fucking women and celebrities and fucking them? Like...
Are you
mid battle?
Are you? Are you?
Whose ass is better? Like, what the fuck, man?
Are you literally asking why a high schooler would be obsessed with women?
All right, you know what? That's where I hate. That's why I hate this.
No, I hate it. Are you seriously asking why a high schooler would be obsessed with a girl?
No, because you know what? It just dawned on me that I forgot that they're in fucking high school.
Okay.
Either way, that's all right. That's also what I hate about this shit, I think, is the everyone's in fucking high school mostly.
You're gonna find out that's a common thing in anime, dude.
In shonen anime.
Most animes.
I hate that. I don't like that they're always in high school. Why can't they just be fucking grown ass adults? Solo Leveling.
He's a high school dropout.
Yeah. No, he graduated.
No, he dropped out in order to make money for his family.
I thought he was old. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure he was a dropout.
What's his name again? Or what's it called? What did I say? Solo Leveling main character. God, I'm so fucking terrible. Sung Jin Woo. What's his? Let me see his background here. He is a piece of shit. Let's see. I don't fucking say in this. Let's see. Sung Jin Woo. Notoriously weak. They don't say shit about him being in high school. I feel like he's a grown ass man. Or is at least 18 or he's out of high school. I feel like. Because his sister's in high school, right?
No, she was in middle school.
I don't know. Either way.
Wait, no, he was. You're right.
He was an adult, right?
Yeah, because already he was drinking beer.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. So.
But that depends what the legal drinking age is in South Korea.
All right, let's Google that.
Estimates are saying that he's either 19 or 24.
Okay. Yeah, it says the legal drinking age in South Korea is 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So. Damn, you know what's crazy?
What?
You can legally purchase alcohol on January 1st of the year you turn 19.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 18 and you turn 19 December 31st, you can buy it for the whole year before you're 19.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, why even say that? Just say you can be 18. Fuck.
Well, remember, everywhere else in the world, you're born zero.
Oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Yeah.
So, like, their year... So, technically, it'd be, like, 20 then, right?
Technically, it'd be 20. So, that's closer to what we are.
Yeah, that makes sense, I guess. That's fucking hilarious. Okay, so, like, Solo Leveling, right? That's one... I enjoy that show.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one that... Goblin Slayer.
But that's fantasy.
True. But they're also...
And it's not a shonen.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of another shonen that I've seen recently.
You don't watch anime, so you
that
can't
I like.
Really, you really can't say recently.
Well, no, I've watched anime, but I'm trying to think of other than this. Is there a shonen? Okay, let me ask you this then. What is a current generation shonen that you also enjoy?
My Hero Academia.
Oh, see, I hate that show too. I like the movies. They're all right.
You haven't watched them enough to hate them.
I watched the whole first season back in the day.
You say that.
And it dragged ass, and I felt like it was slow as shit, and it was that stupid high school shit, and then and everybody's gonna be like, oh, I can do it. Just shut up.
You've really become cynical in your old age.
Yeah, hold on, first of all. I'm not at my old age, all right? I'm older, but I'm not my old age. All right, what's another one? That's not 100 fucking million episodes. What's like a short one? Is there a short one?
If it's a shun, it's not going to be a short one, dude.
That's a good point. All right, what about, all right, Black Clover. Did you see that?
It's a fantasy.
It's called Shonen on here.
Yeah, but it's a fantasy.
Assassination Classroom, Shonen.
That's a really good one. You like that one. Don't even lie
about Attack on Titan.
You love that one, but it's not. But it's also a fantasy.
How is that a Shonen? I don't get that, but whatever. Okay, IGN. Maybe IGN's fucking wrong. Maybe they're idiots. My anime list. Oh, fuck. This is just going to be...
My anime list is...
There's 1,900 fucking Shonen on here.
Yeah, it's going to be like...
These are the top ones. Okay, sorted by members, store newest title. Okay, sorted by the ranks. Okay, so yeah, Attack on Titan, Death Note's a shonen apparently.
Yeah, it's a high school one too.
Full Metal Alchemist. I mean, again, but see, this is the other thing. I don't know if I actually like Death Note because I watched that back in high school, basically, or right after high school.
Back before you became cynical?
Yeah, so like if I were to rewatch it now, would I actually like it? I don't know.
I don't think so because there's no action in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'd hate it. I probably would hate it, as a matter of fact. I mean, Full Metal Alchemist, it says it's a fucking shonen. That's a shonen.
But it's also fantasy.
Again, I remember liking it, but what if I watched it again, would I enjoy it? I have no fucking idea. Hunter x Hunter.
Okay, it's definitely a shonen, but it's one of those weird ones where like they're like 12 years old, but and they should be in school, but they're not.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It says the Seven Deadly Sins is a shonen. Is that real? Is that
it's
true?
It's a fantasy, though.
So then it's not like a true...
No, it's true shonen. I'm just saying, you can't expect them to be in high school when it's a fantasy.
Mm. I mean, Bleach, I guess, technically.
Well, I told you the big three.
Yeah, well, isn't the Bleach... They're still in high school in this current season in Bleach?
Yeah. Remember, Bleach started when they were in, like, middle school.
Fuck, what? Are they really in high school?
Remember, Japanese school system is different than ours.
How old is Ichigo at the end? No, in Bleach. Ichigo Kurosaki, where's the current season? Okay, 16 at the start of the Soul Society arc.
Which is the second season.
It says at the end of, at the end of Bleach, he's only 17. So it doesn't even fucking ever become a grown ass adult.
He does. At the end of the manga.
Oh, wait.
Don't read Ichigo's ahead. You're still watching the anime.
Oh, 19 next month. Oh, okay. All right. Maybe he's an adult. Well, is he an adult now where it's at currently?
No.
How old is he here?
Probably still 17.
That's fucking insane.
Pushing 18, because remember, it starts out with him trying to get a job and shit.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I guess back to Jujutsu Kaisen. I don't know. The only character that really fucking semi-intrigued me was the panda.
Okay.
Everyone else was just kind of like...
We don't like Gojo?
Eh. Honestly, Gojo's kind of a bitch.
How's he a bitch?
He's a fucking pompous, entitled fuckboy. He thinks he's this, I'm so good, so I need to fucking go. I need to remake the, instead of taking down the school, because I just do that and just beat everybody. Oh no, I'm going to train the next generation so that they will be ingrained in their brain to do my bidding and do what I want. Okay, fuck boy.
He literally is the strongest person on the planet.
Yeah, and he's a bitch.
How is he a bitch? Because he wants to train the next generation. Because
he's a bitch. Just the way he acts, just the way he is.
If you're not seriously going to answer
questions. No, I'm being serious. No, you're just a bitch.
Oh, he's a bitch. He's a bitch. He's a bitch. Because you're not trying to answer questions. You're just trying to say things to try to get the question. You're trying to gaslight is what you're trying to do.
I'll say
you're not trying. You're not trying to answer the question. So.
I just said how he was a bitch. You want to end it here then? What?
You just want to end it here then?
What?
This.
What, the whole thing?
The podcast.
Oh, you want to stop doing Anime Syndicate?
No, I mean the episode.
Oh.
If you're not going to answer questions, just be an asshole, then let's just end it here.
I am asking questions.
You're not
how answering is he a bitch? Questions. I told you that he's pompous and he's fucking, he's a bitch.
Again, you're not answering the question. You're just making statements.
How is he a bitch? He is a pompous ass. He thinks he's better than everyone else.
Because he is.
He thinks he's better than everyone else and he's untouchable. Is. Okay, see, there you go. That's exactly what it is. Because he is. That's a bitch mentality. Oh, how's I'm just better than you
because I am. How's that a bitch mentality that he's become the most powerful sorcerer in the entire world where not only his fellow sorcerers, but all court curses fear his name. They aren't. They're not that they don't know him. They all know him. They fear his name and stay away from him.
Not the fucking, what's his name?
Which one?
The one with the finger, the one with the fingers.
What are you talking about? They fought in the first episode and he beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, because he's not in his full self.
Exactly, okay.
He doesn't fear him. He's not afraid of him.
But you can't fight him.
Yeah, he can't do shit because he's fucking not whole yet.
Okay.
So then when he becomes whole, he's going to fucking kill everybody. And rightfully so. I hope he does. I hope he kills everybody. I don't like Gojo. I don't like his attitude. I don't like that arrogance. I just don't like it. I don't find that a redeemable quality in the character of Gojo.
All right.
I'm just saying, I don't like that quality. Sure, maybe I'm being facetious by calling him a bitch, but that is just so I can express my disdain for his character. Because here's the thing. He starts off already fucking the highest guy on the world, right? He's the strongest motherfucker. So why would I give a shit if nothing can hurt this guy, why do I give a shit about him? I don't give a, there's no character development there. There's none. He's not interesting as a character. He's the strongest guy on the fucking planet. No one can beat him. He handily beats everybody he fights. That fucking dickhead with the volcano shit,
It was the same name as him, like, instead of Gojo, like Mojo
or something
like that.
Mojo or some whatever it is. Now, yeah, sure. After they have these intense fight scenes, then they go, like, to the beach and they're fucking, like, you know, oh, they're all hanging out on the beach and they're kicking that dickhead's head around and stuff. It's like a soccer ball. Okay?
Well, sure, that's
funny, but that takes away from the seriousness of the show.
Not really, because that's a domain.
Yeah, but it's taking away from the... Oh, you guys just got time to just go back and just have leisure time and just fucking dick around? Oh, okay.
Okay, name an anime that doesn't have leisure time.
I'm just saying, with the way that they portray this as the most serious shit ever, and this is the...
90% of the episodes of them are jokes.
Oh, yeah, they're dicking around.
Yes,
I'm supposed to be fucking worried about... I'm supposed to care about any of these assholes? Or just dicking around? Is this a comedy anime?
Okay, so in Dragon Ball Z, when they spent 30 minutes on Goku's... appetite, that's okay. But in this show where they show kids being kids, fuck them.
Oh, you know what? That's what it is. I hate kids. I think that's what it is. I hate kids. I hate seeing them have fun. I hate seeing them do fun things.
Because you didn't get to do them?
Correct. I didn't get to do them. I didn't get to do fun things when I was a kid. I hate them. I hate animated kids. I hate all of them.
I like how you had to backtrack and say animated kids.
Yeah, well, because I have one of my own, so I can't say I hate all kids, but I hate animated kids. Hate all animated kids, 100%. Every single animated child that exists today, hate them. Get fucked. I went into this with an open mind and I wanted to like it because I didn't know anything really about it. And then now that I'm 24 episodes in, I can't see why I don't understand why people love this. Everybody I talk to, and listen, maybe I'm wrong. Sure, maybe I'm fucking wrong because every person I talk to about this thinks this is the best fucking anime they've ever seen. Now, I'm not saying you specifically, but everybody else I talk to is like, oh, this is the best fucking anime. Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay, why? Oh, man, really cool fight scenes. Okay, cool. There's not that many of them. What else? In 24 episodes, maybe I saw 6 or 7 fights in 24 episodes. At best, okay, there's a lot of bullshittery and fuckery going on. More talking than there is fighting. So, okay, I guess, some of the fights are okay, are pretty cool. Some moves are cool. Some things are cool. Again, that thing that Gojo does with his fucking domain, sure, that's cool. But then it's like, it's undefeatable.
Don't talk.
Every time I fucking, okay, obviously now they said that thing about, oh, coming in from the outside,
Well, not just that. But
now that what's his name figured it out, or not figured it out, but like he showed that, oh, you can just break in super easily and then fuck the whole thing up from there.
Not just that, but also your domain can domains can cancel each other out.
Yeah.
What happened? Like what happened with what's his name with that fire dude?
Mm-hmm.
He got scared and he lost focus on his domain when he activated, because his whole thing was, I can't let you use yours because yours was the way it attacks your fucking mind, because it gives you literally all the information in the fucking universe all at once.
Yeah.
So they're saying, so in the manga they explain that it's like, if you don't keep focus on your thing, then the another domain can not only cancel it out but overpower it.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a domain is unbeatable. It's unbeatable if you don't have your own domain.
Sure. Okay, but what I'm saying is like, yeah, that is cool. Like that domain was cool the first time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it.
I mean, he's only used it once.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is like now, never again. It's like, okay, you did it. Cool. Now I know anytime you pop that, they're not going to be able to do shit. Because you're the most powerful asshole in the fucking realm.
Okay.
So anyways, but back to what I was saying.
But every anime has that character.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know if every anime has that. In Overlord. Okay, Overlord's a prime example of that. That's part of the reason why I didn't care about Overlord.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not that I didn't care, but why it was hard for me to get into it was because of him. Now, again, the other characters, as we talked about, the other characters that were the supporting cast of that show, they were much more interesting characters.
And that's by design.
Yeah. It's Jujutsu Kaisen characters are garbage. They're ass. They're like one-dimensional.
You really can tell me that the guy that likes Jennifer Lopez's ass is one-dimensional?
Yeah, one-dimensional.
Are you fucking kidding me?
One-dimensional.
How is that motherfucker one-dimensional?
Because all he talks about is fucking, what bitches do you enjoy? Okay. If you don't like, if you have poor taste in women, then you are not a good fighter. And that's his whole fucking personality. That's his whole personality.
Did you miss the whole romance part of it?
Well, yeah, between him and fucking Finger Eater Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, they bonded over fucking women's fucking just whatever.
We bonded over spit.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying it's not interesting to me.
Again, you're like, you're coming into this expecting
what?
A story to finish within four episodes.
No, I'm expecting
to be... No, that's exactly the issue you're having, because you're expecting a character to go through all his arcs within a season. And instead, you're having a character in shonen, they're going to have multiple seasons. Best example I can show is in the slime show I like.
Mm-hmm.
There's this character I fucking hated from the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then, not the first episode, but when they first introduced him.
Uh-huh.
And then in the current season that's going on right now, I completely forgot about that hate. Because he had fucking four seasons of development to become a character that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
You're expecting that in half a season.
Here's what I'm expecting. I'm expecting in 24 episodes, you got to give me something to stick the fuck around for. That's what I'm expecting. And if none of these characters intrigue me enough or keep me sports, I just want to be sports entertained. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I want to be. And if none of these assholes are doing that because they're all one-dimensional cardboard fucking characters, as far as the first season goes, why am I going to watch another four fucking seasons of this? Oh, I don't know how many there's going to be, but...
Not much more from
again,
what...
Again, Overlord, I didn't have this same problem with Overlord was because those characters were interesting from the beginning.
Because it was set up that way.
Yes, they fucked up with Jujutsu Kaisen.
I mean, there was that whole thing where... I mean, I can't really say much because of the movie, but... I mean, I doubt you're going to watch it now.
No, I already said I'm committed to do it. And honestly, I am kind of curious to see how the movie is. Because, like I said, my theory that I'm having in my brain is that with shonen-type things... I can only handle them in like short bursts. So
yeah,
like
but,
a
I mean,
movie is perfect for that.
again, but because of that, mm-hmm. you're not allowing plot points to form.
If you can't fucking get a story out in 24 episodes, then...
But that's how long series are. If a series has more than two seasons, then plot points are being formed throughout the seasons. Like in season one, there's going to be a hint of the bad guy. In season two, you get a bigger hint. In season three, you find out who the big bad is. In season four, they're trying to train to get ready for the... Everything builds up to a crescendo. You're just expecting all that to be compressed into a...
No, not at all. I'm not expecting that to be compressed.
Then why is it that a 8-season show is pissing you off, but the movies from said shows are not? Because you're expecting everything to be condensed for you.
No, I don't expect it to be condensed. What I'm expecting is that in that time it's going to take you to get to the main storyline from point A to point B, I expect every point or there to be somewhere in between that's going to keep me around, that's going to be interesting. Not just bullshitting around, fiddle fucking this and doing bullshit storylines here and this and that. No character development on anybody. You can get away with doing that with the main guy and maybe like a couple other characters, but you got to have multiple other characters carrying the load. It's like cannot have a main event guy. You can take a time to have a main event guy, let's say, right? Like the main character of this show. You can have him and maybe Gojo. Maybe those are two like the main two character guys, right? Those are your big main title holder guys. You can get away. You can get away with having them take storylines that'll take six seasons to get. You can have them take 72 episodes to get to their point of their storyline or whatever, right? You can do that with them because they're the main guy of the show. But in between those things, you got to have a bunch of mid-card titles that keep everybody around, that keep everybody going. This fucking show has no mid-card titles. It is all fucking everybody going for the World Heavyweight Championship, and that's it. That's how I put it in a wrestling analogy. There's no mid-card talent in this. They're all not interesting. They're all bullshit. And that's why the show can't keep me interested. I don't see the appeal of it. Is that, I'm just saying, I don't see. And I don't expect them to be compressing shit down. Take the time. Sure, if it takes you, again, with Overlord... Overlord fucking has with your main title guy, Lord Aynes, right? He's your number one guy. He's your top guy. Mm. Yeah, they've taken four fucking seasons to get to kind of the development that I was looking for with him, right? But you had all these other characters in between in every season that had development points in multiple episodes. That was very much carrying the load of storytelling, because the big main guy isn't doing your day-to-day storytelling. He's on the long con. He's on the big payoff at the end, or going towards the end, right? This show doesn't have any of that. I'm not getting that from this show. I'm not getting the little guy character developments like I should be. There's nothing carrying the load until we get to the next major character development for one of the major guys. What I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I don't understand.
You say all that, mm-hmm. but the only episode you liked was the bullshit filler baseball episode.
Baseball episode was a good episode.
Even though it literally did nothing for the story.
As an episode of storytelling in and of itself, that even was the best episode.
None of it was story.
Correct. It was just telling the story of them doing this bullshit thing.
Because
that story had again, it's proving my point. Entertained.
Again, it's proving my point that the only episode you like was the episode that had no consequences, no plot, no nothing. Everything was just concentrated in a short burst for you.
Yeah, but it still didn't mean anything in the long run.
Exactly.
Just because the episode kept me entertained is what I'm saying. The episode entertained me.
The only one that entertained you is the one that was condensed for your enjoyment. Where the rest of it is everything else was a slow burn.
Most of those fight scenes happen within a singular episode. Or maybe they carry off into two. But the story of the thing was not, the development is not there. In my opinion. In my humble, non-arrogant, anti-Gojo opinion. And all those simps out there that fucking love Gojo and his sparkly little eyes. I don't like it. I don't like him as a character.
So then you also hate Kakashi.
Kind of a little bit, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because he's a Kakashi ripoff. That's exactly what he is.
Nobody denies that.
This is why I question whether I actually like Naruto now or not. Because if I were to go back and watch Naruto, I feel like this show is a semi-carbon copy, or I shouldn't say that. It's not a carbon copy. It's not the same thing, but it rhymes. It rhymes with Naruto for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Heavily. I don't know. It makes me wonder if I would go back. And this thing also has the, like, some gore and some blood and shit, right? Naruto didn't have any of that shit. Yeah, so, not to the level of this.
There's literally an episode where they literally stab people through the hearts.
Yeah, but not the graphic nature of it is not to the level of Jujutsu Kaisen.
The guy can't get his arm out because his sleeve was stuck on the guy's ribcage.
Okay, to the graphic level that I'm talking about, there's no way you can convince me that Naruto is as graphic or more graphic than Jujutsu Kaisen.
The whole point of Jujutsu Kaisen, the whole Dark Trio, is that they're shonens that are pushing the envelope of the shonen.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, it's to capture the people that during the earlier years were shonen fans and enjoyed that type of storytelling and those type of, that genre. Well, now they've grown up, so now you need to give them a shonen that just has more mature themes in it, I guess. But those mature themes weren't enough to keep me around, which I feel like, again, I feel like I'm not into shonen anime anymore. I don't know. I feel like I just don't like it. I don't know. I'm allowed to have my fucking opinion, Frank. I mean, you're allowed to have my taste.
I mean, honestly, you're just not into anime as you were.
Listen, Solo Leveling was fucking great. I watched the shit out of that.
Technically, it's not an anime.
Okay, what is it then? Just an animation?
Yeah, because it comes from South Korea.
Okay, so? It's animation.
But it's not an anime.
Fuck all that. It's anime. I don't give a shit what anybody says. It's fucking anime. All the elitists out there who think it's not anime, you're wrong.
It's always been established that anime is what we call it, animation from Japan.
Sure, I don't care. It's just, it's anime. It's adult animation. It's animation for adults. That's what anime is. It's adult animation. No, it isn't. Yes, it is.
Shonen is literally for 12 to 16 year olds.
Yeah.
That's not adult. Unless you're a fucking freak. Are you a freak, Josh?
No, I'm not a freak.
Should we put you over there with Biden?
I mean,
or all the fucking piece of shit YouTubers that have been coming out lately.
Well, I mean, the question could be people who enjoy shonen should maybe be put over in that category. I mean, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
You want to put me in the corner?
I'm not putting you in the corner.
Yeah, you did. You're just like, you should go over there with Biden. Be a child toucher. Sniffer.
No, I was just saying because you're saying. Because
what?
Because you're trying to put an age system on something that is already defined onto age. And now you're trying to say that age doesn't matter because you're trying to take the anime as something that just, it's everything. Everything is anime.
Sure, animation is anime. It's anime.
It's Japanese animation.
Okay.
That's always been established. That's always been the rule for it.
Okay, well then, nomenclature of words aside, animation.
Whatever, pee-pee toucher. Hey, you don't touch your pee-pee to go pee?
No, I just do like Butters. I drop my pants, I pull my fucking shirt up, and I pee.
I've seen you pee on your patio. You.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's how I do it.
Were you peeing or? Oh, you motherfucker. You sick fuck. No, but seriously, like, all jokes aside.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're having that conversation now.
Mm-hmm. About what?
Truly tells me that I think you've retired.
From retired? Anime. I fucking liked Solo Leveling. I like that last season of Bleach. Again,
but it's not.
That's anime?
It's not.
Bleach?
You're no longer.
Bleach is anime?
You're no longer like. Sorry, let me rephrase that. You're no longer acting like that.
Acting like what?
A fan.
Okay. I like baseball, right? You can like baseball, but not like every single team. Just like with anime, I can like anime, but I don't gotta like every fucking anime.
Yeah, but it's like saying
I don't gotta like any anime.
It's like you're, but what you're saying is, hey, I like baseball. I used to be into it, but I really don't like the fact that these guys are using colored balls. I don't really like the fact that these guys are using the gloves like that. I don't like that you're literally picking apart what is standard in baseball because you don't like it anymore.
Oh, here's the beauty of genres. There's plenty.
Yeah, but you're picking.
I'm saying I don't
the
like
tropes. Okay,
you're picking about
tropes that are in all forms of anime.
Okay, here's what I'll say about this then. I'll put it in this way then. Shonen is Little League. Other anime are other genres are different leagues of some of them are minor leagues. Some of them are the Puerto Rican League. Some of them are the Japanese baseball league, right? Mm-hmm. There's multiple different leagues. I don't play Little League anymore. I don't
you're necessarily now, I know what you're trying to say.
Uh-huh.
But you're choosing the wrong analogy.
No, it's a perfect analogy.
No, because Shonen's would be
is Little League.
No, Shonen. If you're gonna go into fucking what's the big leagues in when it comes to fucking manga and anime, it's gonna be Shonen. Because 90% of all the animes that make it big are Shonens. The ones that don't make it big, that are niche, the ones that aren't out of the Shonens are real fucking niche, like Berserk.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking like niche
Berserk,
to the core.
Berserk's good.
It's okay. Niche to the fucking core.
Okay, so maybe about this. Maybe this will be the answer.
No, I get what you're saying.
I don't like Major League Baseball. Shonen's Major League Baseball, right?
I was going to say.
I only want to watch the Nippon Baseball League from now on. I only want to watch Puerto Rican baseball.
The better analogy is that Shonen's NFL and everything else to you is college. It may not be as popular, but it's way more entertaining to watch.
Sure, whatever. Maybe that's a better analogy.
But that's what you're trying to fucking say, and I get that 100%.
But it's all still football at the end of the day.
It's football.
Just like it's all still anime at the end of the day.
I don't know, because then
I can still be a fan of anime and not like every anime.
Yeah, but
anime.
You're picking apart the thing I'm trying to say is that you're saying, yes, I still like football.
Right.
But I don't like the shape of the football. I don't like the shape of the field.
No, I don't like the way this league plays the game.
Let me finish.
Okay, good.
You're saying you're picking apart the things that make football football, even though you're saying you like football. It's hard to say that you like, it's hard for someone on the outside looking in to say, does he really like football if he's just, he's literally hating the football. The football shape is pissing him off, so he's literally hating the football of football. So you're picking apart the major tropes that is widespread across anime, not just shonen. So when you start saying, I don't like these specific tropes, even though they're in every form of anime, you're saying it's coming off as if you don't like anime.
Are you finished?
Yes.
That is, I don't think that's a ridiculous argument completely. Number one, because again, I don't have to like any trope of anime.
Mm-hmm.
Jujutsu Kaisen did all of them bad. Just because I think that they did them bad doesn't mean that I don't like them or I don't like anime. It just means I don't like them. I don't like the way they do that. And again, yes, I don't like the trope of taking 18 fucking seasons to get to the goddamn point. Yeah, sure, I don't like that trope, okay? That doesn't mean I don't like anime. It's not in every single anime. A requirement to be an anime is not, well, you have to take fucking 18 seasons to get to the point. You have to have 12 seasons. There's a plenty of anime that are 12 fucking episodes and that's it. And they get to the point, they handle business and it's over.
You
okay? God, I like that, anime. I like anime.
What's that you always like to say?
I don't know.
Is that favorite joke of yours?
Which is?
The obligatory beach episode?
Yeah, what about it? Everybody does it.
Exactly.
Okay?
I'm just saying.
I don't hate anime. If I don't like the obligatory beach episode, that doesn't mean I hate anime.
I mean, it kind of does.
Maybe, but not. That's not what it means.
Kind of does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It definitely does not. Now, listen, I'm sure all the fucking weebs out there are going to agree with you 100%.
Oh, no. Of course not. I've been purposely making bad points. I don't want you killed. I'm trying to make you sound smart.
Well, you're doing a real shitty job.
I'm not. Everything I've been saying has been you're not helping me being egotistic.
I'm not being egotistical. I'm just saying, me as a fan of anything. Okay, let's see. Let's not even say anime. Let's say like fucking movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I can like movies, but if I don't like musicals, that doesn't mean I hate movies.
But you do now.
I actually enjoy musicals.
Yeah, I was saying you do now.
I'm not saying that's the... I'm just saying as an example.
I know, I'm just picking you apart.
Go ahead. I like what I fucking like. And that's the other thing. I should be able to like what I like. And I want to say this. Again, I'm not shitting on anybody for liking Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, you were shitting on people beginning.
The legitimate question is, I don't understand why you people like this and why everybody tells me this is the best thing ever. But when I ask, one can give me the goddamn answers.
What do you mean, you people?
You idiots that like Jujutsu Kaisen. You subhumans that enjoy this shitty anime.
Again, you started this off by shitting on us, on people that like Jujutsu Kaisen.
No, I'm asking the questions. I'm just saying, I was shitting on Jujutsu Kaisen. I have not shit on a single person and said that they're a terrible person for liking Jujutsu Kaisen. You literally
just called us subhumans.
Well, yeah, I was being facetious because you were fucking taking me down the road.
No, you're meaning Jujutsu.
No, I mean Jujutsu.
I keep setting you up, but you keep fucking ignoring the joke.
What?
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right. I don't hate anime.
I enjoy anime. I was just saying that to get a rise out of you because.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's just. You're a dick.
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to deny that. I'm a fucking asshole.
But the problem here is just. You're not. Oh God, I don't know how to phrase it into words that don't offend.
Offend who?
The Nazis. If anyone can get that reference, can get what I'm referencing, they're gonna get an award.
Yeah, yeah. I will say though, I do think that the Nazis are literally the one group that you can offend.
Yeah,
and no one will say anything about it.
Again, that's the joke from what I'm referencing. That's the joke.
Yeah. All right.
I was saying. So. Wait. You're sitting here asking questions, but you haven't asked the question.
What's the question?
About JJK.
I asked, well, tell me what's good about it. Tell me why you like it.
I enjoy the amazing animation.
Okay.
I enjoy the amazing fight scenes.
Yeah, they're all right. Okay.
And see, now you're just being trying to be
dead. I'm just saying why, okay, you're telling me that you like the amazing fight scenes. I didn't think they were that amazing. Okay, continue.
Okay, what didn't you like about the fight scenes?
Again, there was too much fucking chitty chat, talking. We don't need that nonsense. If you're gonna fight, just fight.
Okay, once again, what anime has a fight scene but the characters aren't talking to each other?
I hate that fucking. I don't know. I hate the way that they did it. The way that they did it just pissed me off. I didn't like it. It did not entertain me. Probably because I didn't need to hear all this nonsense in their heads because they couldn't make me care about the characters at all with anything. They couldn't make me give a shit about these characters.
Okay, I get that.
So, all right. So, anyways, what else is good about it?
I enjoyed the comedy of it.
The comedy?
Yeah.
Comedy kind of hit. Some of it hit, a lot of it missed. But okay, go ahead.
Like the thing when they were trying to get him a girlfriend. I thought that shit was fucking hilarious.
Okay, yeah, that was all right.
And then when they brought him back to life and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, okay. That's funny.
I have an idea for something, but we'll talk about that afterwards.
All right.
It's hard for me to say because I haven't seen the first season in so long.
Of what?
JJK.
Oh, okay.
Like, look, I just rewatched the Shibuya Incident arc again. And fucking Mahito is he's one of those villains that just perfectly does his fucking role being so fucking hateable. He's still, like, one of my favorite fucking villains because to this day, I still fucking hate that little shit. And, like, if I look at Naruto, I don't have an anime, I don't have a villain in that I'm like, oh, this character was, pulled that off where he can be so fucking hated that you love how much you hate him.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a Joffrey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The best way to describe it. And Mahito did that perfectly for me for JJK.
Mm-hmm.
What was another one that did that for me? I mean, there is a villain that I fucking absolutely love, and that's Madara, but it wasn't because he was so fucking hateable. He was just fucking perfect. But that's, so I like him as a villain for a different reason, but just that one character just made, like, well, as soon as you see him on screen, you just want to punch him. And that was Mahito, that was Joffrey, that was fucking Shao Tucker from fucking Fullmetal Alchemist. So I'm saying, like, that's a really great, doesn't say it, so for me, that's a really great villain. I get the thing with the volcano dude. I don't get the volcano dude either. And I do have my gripes with JJK. Like, to this day, I still don't understand how the power system works. I don't understand how cursed energy works. They did a piss poor job of explaining it to me.
Yeah.
But I really liked fucking what's his name? Why can't I remember his name now?
I don't know.
The Jennifer Lawrence guy.
Because he's forgettable?
No, his name is. Because like, I have a hard time with Japanese names.
Fuckboy. Fuckboy number 7.
Again, see, there you go again.
What? There you go again, what? Having an opinion that's opposite of what the majority is?
No, instantly disregarding and
belittling. Not disregarding, because he's fuckboy number 7 in my book, because I don't care about him as a character. Fuckboy number 7.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm seriously going to stab you in the neck, so... I think we should call it.
All right. Well, I mean, we almost had an hour anyway, yeah. So that's good enough. All right. So what sort of plans do you have in the future for future episodes? Do you have anything brewing
currently? I have a lot of things brewing, but I'm not going to explain them.
What do you mean you're not going to explain them? You're not going to give a teaser for, like, what's to come, potentially? Like a...
No, because I don't know which one's going to be done first.
Oh, well, you just give a cryptic teaser, and then fuck, people will have to listen. That's the whole point, is leave it on a cliffhanger.
I don't do that.
We should do that.
If you want to, figure it out.
I don't know what the episodes are going to be. How am I supposed to know?
So know your place.
What's my place? To drive views, Jamie. As I'm doing.
Jamie.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I got 3 projects that I'm working on right now.
All right. 3 projects.
So I honestly prefer not to say anything about it.
All right, that's fine. Well, so here. Well, this is the cliffhanger then. There are 3... banger episodes in the process, huh?
God damn you.
God damn me what? Setting a standard?
Putting more pressure is all you're doing.
It's not putting pressure. It's elevating your lifestyle, Frank. Don't sell out. Buy in. All right. Mm-hmm. Anyways. All right. Well, I guess that'll do it for us. So thank you guys for listening. Stay tuned because, you know, I probably will at least watch the movie. Just to see if my opinion changes.
I mean, you need to watch a couple episodes of season 2 before you can watch the movie.
Wait, really? Oh, so is that when it pops?
It'll make the movie make more sense.
All right. Well, then I'll do that. I'll watch a couple episodes that I got to watch, and then I'll watch the movie, and then we'll do the movie in a couple episodes, and then we'll go from there. And like I said, I did say I need to watch the whole thing because I can't keep shitting on it and saying I don't like it unless I watch the whole fucking thing. All right. So I got to watch the whole rest of it. So stay tuned for that. And then also for the 3 fucking monster, hella good. I mean, they might, they might be the best episodes of anything you've ever heard in your life. Anyways, my name is Josh. That was Frank. If you want to listen to all of our shit, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com. You can also go to Instagram and TikTok. Instagram and TikTok at GameRageMagazine. Twitter/X at GameRageMag. And... if you want to follow the namesake of the podcast and become an agent, you can sign up at anime_syndicate_podcast. And then Frank will, you know, hopefully give you all your wonderful anime memes and pleasures and whatnot. Anyways, all right, well, that's it. So thanks a lot. Catch you on the next one.